You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
The most interesting thing in tech is the question about whether wearable devices could help us diagnose coronavirus. There are a number of researchers working on this problem right now. There's a lot of data that you can get off a person, right? You wear something on your wrist. I track my heart rate on this every day, which gives me an indicator of whether I'm sick. Sleep patterns. You could maybe get oxygen saturation levels, abnormalities in the way your heart is beating. There's a lot of data there. So could that be used to diagnose coronavirus? Certainly not right now, and probably not for a long, long time. I think you'll be able to get enough information to diagnose that somebody is sick or that somebody has something wrong with them. But the specific symptoms of something like coronavirus versus the regular flu will be very hard. But that leads to the second question, which is, what else will change because of these devices? One of the biggest things we're seeing in medicine is the rise of telemedicine. People don't want to go into hospitals right now. They want to see their doctors on a screen. And a doctor working through a screen needs data. Where can they get that data? Well, that's another place where wearables come in. So my instinct is that this research is important. It should continue. Maybe a lot of good will come of it. But most likely, the ultimate effect of improved wearables will not be specifically diagnosing coronavirus. It'll be making telemedicine much easier. See you tomorrow. Stay healthy.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.